Rise and shine with Boomer doing sports talk his way. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 Mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. The Ford Swap Your Ride event is on now, and Canadians across the country are swapping their rides for a Ford. Visit Universal Ford Lincoln today and swap your ride. See dealer for details.
How you feeling? Are you chilled? You got a chill?
I'm fine. I got the toque. It's more the mental trauma starting to set in than the physical damage done.
Ah, you're a big boy. Warner texts after he leaves the building. He's like, it's cold.
Short little Asian man in the jacket didn't know what was happening.
No, she gave you... Yeah, people were not sure. Even downtown where just about anything can happen, people still kind of taken aback.
Already some suggestions for gyms to hit on the text line. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're in fine
Twitter's
shape.
Twitter's alive and well as well.
Coming up, I want to mention this one. Eric Francis doing his pizza pig out once again this year. Brought it back last year after a bit of a hiatus, and it was huge. We were there, and looking forward to going back again. Rubbing elbows with the elite of the Calgary scene, and eating pizza. It's a win-win. November 12th at Cowboys Dance Hall. You'll get to eat as much pizza as you want. It's an unlimited kind of a pizza buffet. Tables and tables and tables full of pizza. And it supports Kidsport Calgary, the Big Give Project, and the You Can Play Project. If you want some tickets, if you want more info and all of that, it is ericfrancispizzapigout.ca. Now, I know a lot of you don't like Francis.
But a lot of you like pizza.
But a lot of you like pizza and giving to charity and doing that sort of thing and hanging out at Cowboys. So, I think we can all look past things when it comes to charity and pizza, can't we? Can't we all just get along?
Yeah, sure.
ericfrancispizzapigout.ca.
What time does that thing start? Does it say on there or not?
It's like a 7 o'clocker.
Usually when you get an invite for something at 7, they're just trying to get people there early, and maybe I'll show up at 8:30, and things will be going by. Don't be late for this. I showed up casually, a little bit tardy. Half the pizza was gone. I almost missed it.
Yeah.
You got to be there on time, or you missed the pizza.
So get there. It's a lot of reaction to your stunt, Pinder.
I just can't imagine how good it would have been if it was Rhett. I think it was worth the risk. I really do.
Yeah, it was.
It would have been next level.
Like I said, there's no way he loses, though, because he is the luckiest man in Canada.
Yeah.
I mean, the career, the everything that he's got. I mean, no way. I mean, he's just fallen bass-ackwards into all of it. This one from the fan feedback line. Pinder, it's not your fault. You're such a D-bag hipster.
Okay.
Do you think you look like a D-bag hipster?
I have jeans and a belt and not a shirt. I don't know how much hipster was on display.
Someone wants to know what you have in your feet. I haven't even seen. What do you got in your feet today?
Well, there's Converse's,
Okay. Somebody saying that your pants are too tight.
All right. They actually feel quite fine, thank you.
Snow show coming up. Right now, Stephen Brunt. From earlier this morning. What do you want to do, Steve? I said, if we leave the topics up to you, we'll end up talking about, fine art and red wine. Because that's who you are. Leather-bound books and that sort of thing.
We often talk about leather-bound books. Yes. You're right.
But what would you like to
jump on? We've got a wide range of stuff. I'm open to suggestion. It's that time of year, right? World Series resumes this evening. The CFL is approaching. It's the end of the regular season.
Let's go World Series.
NFL game last night, and there's always hockey.
Let's go World Series, Game 6 tonight. I trotted out the stat yesterday that 8 of the last 10 teams that have headed home in the World Series down 3-2 have won both 6 and 7.
Wow.
8 of the last 10 have won the final 2 to win it in 7 games. So that will be on the board for the Kansas City Royals today.
Yeah, and, again, a team that's, they were undefeated in the postseason, obviously coming into the World Series, but a team that, has been picked against and underestimated, from the very beginning. And I am sure a lot of people after Madison Bumgarner beat him again the other night was there thinking on Sunday night, are thinking that's it, right? That the you know they're not going to win two in a row, and they're finally turning into a pumpkin here. Although Lord knows, you know, it's a little late for that analysis. Look, I wouldn't be surprised at all if Kansas City wins tonight, and then we get into a really interesting Game 7 scenario where I think Tim Hudson is the scheduled starter for San Francisco, but you know you've got that lurking in the background. You have the idea of Bumgarner, who's the potential for a kind of a Jack Morris World Series for Bumgarner coming back on short rest. I don't think to start, but you know he's going to be up in the bullpen at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be the perfect way for this series to finish. Really, you know, whoever wins it, you know, he has been the story of the World Series in a lot of ways. He's the story of the postseason, and you know that's the kind of classic World Series. You know, for a starting pitcher, the classic is you pitch three times. And I would love to see that. I'd love to see a Game 7. You know, it's been a fun postseason, a really really interesting postseason. I know. You know, the TV ratings, every year we're going to have this now, the lowest TV ratings in history. Just the world is evolving that way. But you know, if you like baseball and if you're neutral, you know, just sitting watching these games, it's been a blast. You know, if you jumped on board with the Royals, it's been fun. And I think we deserve a Game 7. So I'm cheering for Kansas City tonight.
I've definitely jumped on the Royals bandwagon, but I'm sitting in Saskatoon with the old man on the weekend and we're watching. It seemed like the general manager Ned, is it Yost, right?
Yost,
yes. Worst manager to get to Game 6 of a World Series, but he's in the conversation.
Well, and we were wondering, it seemed like they were trying, every time they got on base, they're being aggressive and going after it. In this World Series, it seems like they've gotten away from that a little bit.
Yeah, they haven't had quite the number, it has not been as freewheeling. You're right about that. You know, now maybe part of the reason it hasn't been as freewheeling is you got Buster Posey behind the plate. But you know, and you know, there are things you can do from a defensive point of view and from a pitching point of view to try and tamp down base running. But yeah, you're right; they have been a little more conservative. That said, you know, Ned Yost is kind of, you know, he's in most ways he's the same manager as he's been all year, and he's been criticized for it all year in a lot of ways. Again, he's in Game 6 of the World Series. So I've kind of decided that managers mean nothing. I think that's the lesson. I love Bruce Bochy. I think he's fantastic. And I think Ned Yost is awful. And here they are, the last two guys standing. So what's that tell you?
Yeah, managers mean nothing. And that's been the thing in Toronto, right? It's like, oh, well, you know, Gibbons, you know, what does the manager do? And then all of a sudden, Joe Maddon becomes available. It's like, oh, you got to get, because you need a manager. Managers are everything in baseball, right?
Well, somebody, I think Joe Maddon will be the proof that somebody doesn't believe that managers mean nothing, because he's going to get paid a whole lot of money somewhere to come in as the savior, and Joe Madden's going to sit back and pick his spot. My guess is he's going to do a year of TV first, and unless he takes the Cubs job, I guess. But then they got a fire manager that they essentially just hired. But my guess is that Joe Maddon will sit and go to the TV booth and wait for Don Mattingly to get fired in L.A. or for some other opportunity to present itself where he can get paid a king's ransom and get out from under. You know, that whole Tampa situation is really, it's going to, you know, I know there's a lot of Montreal talk about Tampa. I think that's pie in the sky. But if you look at that franchise, other than that, you know, they're locked into a terrible stadium on a long-term lease in a city where no one goes to the games even when they're winning, and their general manager and their genius field manager have both walked away. And they've lost David Price last year. They lost James Shields the year before that. From a Blue Jay point of view, it's addition by subtraction. It's good news that those guys are gone, and maybe that team is going to, is going to start spiraling down again.
Would he? I mean, what's your opinion? Let's assume, you know, he gets a call from Anthopoulos and here's what it is, and you're going to get all this power, and we've got this, and we're bringing back Melky, and we got Bautista in his prime, and Brett Laurie, and you saw what the Royals did. We can do the same thing. Okay, I believe it. How many wins would Maddon over Gibbons?
How many more wins?
Yeah, how many more wins would it mean, if any, in your opinion?
Well, you know, it's like there's so many X factors there, right? Like I'm like all the media guys love Joe Maddon. Right, because he's a smart guy, and he says interesting things, and he does drink red wine in the clubhouse in his office, so everybody thinks he's sophisticated. And, you know, he does goofy stuff. He lets his players be goofy, and they have their dress-up days, and they have their dance parties, and isn't that a neat story when they're winning? When they're winning, all that stuff is great. When they're losing, you say, you know, that's, boy, you're trying too hard. And, you know, it's you're trying to put lipstick on a pig. So, you know, I don't know. You know, he comes in. I think Toronto's got. I think there is. If things go, if everything falls into place, and the wrong guys don't get hurt, or the right guys don't get hurt, Toronto has the potential to do. You know, maybe not what Kansas City's done, but they have a potential to be five games better than they were this year, which would get them into the wild card. You need young pitchers to evolve, and you know, you need Edwin Encarnacion to be healthy all year, and you need a bunch of stuff. But you know, look what happened to Joe Maddon in Tampa this year. You know, terrible injuries, right? The staff, the team is decimated by injuries. They dump Price, and you know, I don't believe they were very close to the postseason with, you know, despite all the crazy hats and the red wine drinking. Where it works for Toronto is as a quick public relations fix. And again, there's no indication they're going to do it at all, zero. But, you know, from a cynical point of view, how do you put a new face on the team? He's way cheaper than a player.
Yeah,
you know, even if you pay him $5 million a year, he's, you know, that's pretty cheap in baseball by baseball standards, and you know, the fan base is energized, presumably. So, you know, if you were doing it from a cynical marketing point of view, it's the cheapest thing. So, you know, it's way cheaper than going out and re-signing Melky Cabrera, for instance.
Yeah,
but I don't think they're doing it.
And you know what's interesting too is I was reading stuff on the weekend that already with the departure of the manager, he's Joe Maddon's so highly thought of that people feel like this is going to be the end of the days of the Rays in Tampa, and get ready, Montreal, because here comes your team now that they've lost their manager.
Yeah, now Friedman as well, right? You know, because you remember, so it's both guys, the general manager and the manager.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously they have done a terrific job there, you know, getting a lot out of a little. You know, no money to spend, no for the kid. They never are in the free agent market, except for, I guess, who they pay. Evan Longoria got paid, right? But they almost never pay anybody. Developed a series of very, very good young starting pitchers, you know, including Chris Archer, who, you know, I think still has a lot of upside and is going to be really good. And, you know, you still have Alex, and you still have some guys there, right? But, you know, now the big two are gone. But, you know, that's a hard road to travel, right? Doing it with no money, outsmarting people, you know, and also, again, remember, part of that came from just being really, really bad for a long time and picking really early in the draft. You know, they got some blue chip guys. They've been a better team the last few years. It figures there's going to be a little bit of a dip here in terms of the talent coming through the system. So, and I think Will Myers can still be a superstar. I think Chris Archer could still be a legitimate number one guy. But I think there is pretty good reason to believe, whether Joe Maddon or no Joe Maddon, that they were going to, you know, that the kind of salad days were over for the Tampa Rays. Now, how that gets them to Montreal, that's a whole other question, right?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, the owner's going to make noise about that to try and get a stadium built. There's all kinds of issues in Tampa that I hear about every year when I'm there in spring training, you know, traffic issues and all kinds of crap. But there's no sign of a stadium. But face it, there's no sign of a stadium in Montreal. And the place where they were going to build that lovely downtown park is condos now. There's no even real estate downtown. So I'd love to. You know, it'd be my dream to go and cover a baseball game in Montreal again. But I don't think it's happening.
Have a fine week, buddy. We will talk to you on Friday.
All right, guys. See ya.
Stephen Brunt taking us to 9:18 Tuesday morning, and it may feel like it, especially if, say, you were outside without a shirt on. It probably feels a lot like snow could be on the way. Doesn't seem like that's in the offing anytime soon. Going to warm up. I think by Halloween it's going to be, I think I saw plus 15, going to be unreal by the week, by the end of the week anyway. But we are getting ready for it. It is time for the snow show. Lose.ca takes care of you. Whatever, if basic stuff, is it just basic? Hey.
No, high performance gear, my friends.
This is where you want to go for, if you're going to make an investment and you don't want stuff that's breaking down, you want quality stuff, this is where you go. Pinder with the snow show when we come back. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Follow the show on Twitter at Boomer and Rhett. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 Mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. The Ford Swap Your Ride event is on now, and Canadians across the country are swapping their rides for a Ford. Visit Universal Ford Lincoln today and swap your ride. See dealer for details.
9:24 on your Tuesday. If you've been outside without your shirt on, you know it's chilly. And there's snow coming soon. There's already there in the mountains. We are pleased to welcome to the snow show, Lindsay Gallagher of Sunshine Village. Lindsay, good morning. Lindsay, are you there?
I'm right here. Can you hear me?
I've got you now loud and clear. How are you?
Oh, perfect.
Ski season right around the corner. What can you tell us about how close we are? I was looking at the webcams. It looks like a ski resort right now. That was not the case 2 weeks ago.
This is true, yeah. So if you check out skibamf.com/conditions, then you'll see those webcam pictures. So November 14th, we're aiming for. And, yeah, there's definitely some snow there, which is great.
How optimistic are you, or do you never know with weather what it is in the mountains?
This is true. We never know, but it's looking good. We think we're on track.
Very good. It is the snow show brought to you by Luz Performance Center. Unmatched technical ski expertise. Visit www.luz.ca. That's L-O-U-S. Lindsay, tell us why in the world Sunshine is the place we should be skiing this season, this winter, and maybe what's new and in store for the 2014-15 season.
For sure. So Sunshine, you know, home of Canada's best snow. We don't make any of our snow, so it's all natural. Couple of really exciting things. We started construction on a new Teepee Town chair. And if anyone out there has experienced Teepee Town chair, they know that this is really good news. So that chair is going to be ready for the 15-16 season, and it's going to be the only chair in Canada with heated seats.
This is crazy. I saw this on your website, and how common is this? Where are they in the world, and what exactly can someone experience on this chair when it's done?
So they're all over Europe, apparently. I have not had the privilege of skiing there, but they're all over Europe, and they've got this orange bubble that covers them, so it keeps you nice and toasty, and that the orange bubble is an indication that there are heated seats. So if you see that, you're in for a toasty ride.
I tell you, there is enjoying a day on the hills, and then there's heated seats on your chair. That is absolute luxury. I love it.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about it.
What else is new? Because I haven't been up for a while. I've been out of town for, almost a decade in terms of missing out on my this side of the Rockies skiing. If I haven't been in 10 years, what's going to blow me away about coming back to Sunshine?
So what you have to do at Sunshine is stay at our Sunshine Mountain Lodge, the only ski and ski out hotel in the Banff area. So, and we've done some, if you haven't been there for 10 years, which shame on you, first of all.
But it's true. It's my fault.
We've done some great renovations to the hotel. We've got a 30-person hot tub. The hill shuts down at 5 o'clock and you're up there, you know, grab a pint of beer, sit by the fire, and hop in the hot tub. It's an awesome experience.
You guys have a long season as well. You're world famous for the year-of-end party, the Slush Cup. How many years has that been going? Because you've got to be flirting with a huge number there.
I think this year's 86.
Wow. That is incredible. 86 years ago, Sunshine Village was around, and people were deciding to have some beers and celebrate the end of ski season.
Believe it or not, they were. I don't think it looked exactly like it does now. We construct quite the slushy pond for people to try to jump over, but there certainly was something similar.
Tell me about the hill. I mean, obviously, you've got a bunch of different chairs and areas, but there's also some, you've got Goat's Eye and now Delirium Dive and Wild West. What are these as compared to the regular hill, and what kind of skiing are you offering in those areas?
So the Delirium Dive and Wild West they've been called some of the best off-piste terrain in the world. And so what that means is that you need a beacon, a transceiver, and all sort of your avalanche gear to go in there because it's pretty steep and the conditions are just kind of unpredictable. But it's just, you know, untouched powder and really steep vertical. It's crazy.
And is Goat's Eye still kicking around, or is this the same thing we're talking about?
Oh, no, Goat's Eye. Yeah, so Wild West is located on the Goat's Eye Mountain, and then Delirium Dive is on, like, in the village part. But yeah, Goat's Eye is a great place to get some really great powder and mogul runs and tons of fun over there.
When do we expect, when you open on 14th, is that part of the hill, or typically does everything open around the same time, or is there more that you got to wait a few months to get into?
Yeah, we typically goat style open a little bit later than that, but we do try to open as much as we can the first day because there's nothing worse than showing up and, you know, you only have one run to go on all day. So we do our best to open as much as the mountain as we can, but, you know, it's all on Mother Nature.
What about terrain parks? What's going on there and how has that sort of changed in the last few years? It seems like they keep popping up more and more, not only on every hill, but each hill seems to have a few of them now.
Yeah, we've got three terrain parks this year. We've got a couple of new, we've got some really great guys working in the terrain park, and there are some new large and extra large features. We've got some double barrel rails, a large down flat for advanced riders, just kind of a more progressive flow, and some permanent snow fencing in there to make sure that we've got all the snow we need to create those great features.
Pretty cool. Finally, yeah. Just wanted to touch on your snow host. This is kind of a cool thing. If you're new to the mountain, or maybe let's say you take a different weekend at a different resort throughout the winter when you do ski, you guys have snow hosts. What exactly is a snow host and how does it work?
They are great. I have to say that because my mom is one.
Very nice. Shout out
to
mom.
They meet you at the bottom. They've got hot chocolate to pass out for your ride up the gondola. And then you meet them at noon in the village. And then they take you on just runs. You kind of tell them what you're looking for. And they're experts on the mountain. And they just take you, you know, wherever you want to go and show you some great terrain that maybe you wouldn't see if you didn't have a professional guide with you. So yeah, they're super friendly, really fun. And they're, you know, your free host for the day. They're really great.
I love it. It's like knowing someone on the hill that isn't hiding the good runs from you. They're showing you where they are.
Exactly.
Lindsay, thanks so much for your time. We look forward to November 14th. And anything else you want to get out there in terms of news or maybe deadlines for anything coming up for those that we'll see out in the winter at Sunshine?
Sunshine Marmot cards are on sale now. Your first, fourth, and seventh day skiing for free. Those are on sale Safeway, AMA, online, and those are on sale till December 31st. Really great value there.
Look forward to seeing you up on the hill.
Thanks, Ryan.
All right. That is Lindsay Gallagher from Sunshine Village. You have to check out the website for the chairlift with the heated seats. I believe it was this very segment.
I'm sorry, the what?
Where I made the mistake of saying seated heats, and then the irony today of going on Sunshine's website and seeing heated seats on a chair. This is the peak of luxury, Boomer.
Gee, I wonder if anybody clued in on the text line. Let me look.
I doubt it, yeah. 960-960 on the text line.
Sure it's not seated heats, Pinder. Who wants seated heats? More heated seat conversation, eh, Peter? Or, Pinder? Bet you could use a seated heat. Hey, Pinder, how about those seated heats at Sunshine? Yeah, it seems like they clued in.
Okay,
good. I think they picked up on that.
Well, right on.
Yeah.
So, just another day of winning here at Sports 960.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Speaking of text line, we've got what you want to talk about coming up at about 22. And, of course, the snow show is always brought to you by our good friends at Luz Performance Center. Unmatched technical ski expertise. Visit www.luz.ca. I'm heading there this week because next week we get Lou back on. He's fitting me up with boots and showing me how it's all done. He is the expert. You want to improve your skiing. You want to get more comfortable in the stuff you are skiing. This is the guy to go see. With a major background in terms of the biomechanics behind all the sport, just absolute top-end performance in terms of gear and how you're going to get set up there. Luz, again, just west of Crowchild Trail, just off Memorial Drive. Can't miss it if you're driving by. On your way to the hill, I'm sure, for many coming through downtown out to the hills. So next week we've got Lou, and yes, we do have snow. Also, of course, what you want to talk about around the corner, we'll take a look at a somewhat of a light night in the NHL. Just four games on the slate, and of course, one of them here in town. It's a Flames game.
Okay,
What?
Well, about? There's like 12 games tonight.
Okay, well, there. So there's four that have been highlighted.
There's
on our
four there, and then
involving Canadian teams.
And then eight more.
Right. So four involving Canadian teams.
Yeah.
That's why they pay me the big bucks, Boo.
It's all right.
Always on top of things.
It's not as though it said eight other games in bold, all caps, and underlined.
It was underlined and bold in all caps.
Mm. It was bold, underlined, and all caps?
Like this, today's been a very difficult day for me.
Has office, it been? Why? What's happened?
Well, I've been humiliated publicly on the internet. There's photos of me without my clothes on. And apparently there's 12 games, not four in the NHL.
Yeah, so, well, it's close, right? Four, eight, almost the same.
There's less than 15 games, and there's more than zero. So, you know, just all but six NHL teams are in action.
Yeah,
that's all.
Yeah.
They are. We'll have fun with that when we come back. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 Mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. The Ford Swap Your Ride event is on now, and Canadians across the country are swapping their rides for a Ford. Visit Universal Ford Lincoln today and swap your ride. See dealer for details.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I notice? I don't sing enough.
I didn't notice that. Wow.
Flames and Habs tonight, 7 o'clock at the Dome. Love it. One of the best games of the season. I'm going to throw it out there. One of the best games of the season coming up tonight. When it's all said and done after 82 and then, of course, the playoffs, we will look back and say that game in that last week of October against the Habs, that was one of the best games of the season.
And it was last year. I believe it was a similar time of year.
And it was the year before. And it was.
And P.K. Subban was everything. Horrible, amazing, excellent, dreadful.
P.K. Subban. Yeah, he was the best and the worst and great and awful.
Derek Wills called him Parnell Carl.
Parnell?
Parnell Carl.
Carl, good to see you. That's what they'll be saying at the Dome tonight.
Hmm.
Parnell Carl.
Carl.
Good to see you.
Hey, Carl, good to see you.
I've liked today. I think today has been a good show.
I don't know if it's a template for something we should do every day.
No, but
there's been a bit of everything.
But neither is any of the shows we do.
Sure.
None of them are we going to take and say, you know what? Let's do that five times a week and we're set. Never. I don't think we've done that once. We've had some.
I feel like that show
much
home,
like
the one at the show home, we probably could.
Much like Parnell Carl. Sometimes good, sometimes bad.
All right.
We had John Huffnagel. Sounds like Markway McDaniel could be back soon. Going to practice. Going to play against BC from the sounds of it. It's great news.
Oh, boy, it's a huge game.
Charleston Hughes going to make his return to practice here.
Progressing as quickly as they'd like.
No, not as much as they'd like, but...
As long as he's ready for the West Final.
You don't rush that. You don't rush the big man.
No.
Stephen Brunt, you just heard from. We talked about the Oilers keeping Leon Draisaitl. He's going to stay. He's going to be an NHLer.
Mm. I have someone on Twitter getting at me here, and I hate to interrupt you.
All right.
Draisaitl is already better than Monahan. And I don't know how to react to that, because, I mean, he's played 9 bloody games. I don't believe right now he's beyond where Monahan's at in his career. And yet, do I really want to engage in a fight with someone who stated something so idiotic and asinine?
I think you know the answer. Twitter is great. When it's not awful. It's the best when it's not the worst. And it's usually the worst. You took your shirt off outside in the cold today. People looked at you like you were a freak. That was good.
Confirming that, yeah.
Eric Dehatchik in Vegas. That was good.
I wonder who has a crazier Vegas time. Jason DeForest or Eric Dehatchik?
I think it's 6 of one, half a dozen of the other. You know, in a weird way, it might actually be
Dehatchik
from the sounds of it, because he went to a concert.
Voice is a little deeper. Yeah, maybe a little sleepy.
Yeah,
there.
He
can't get the games. Hey, yeah. Too bad. You didn't have to watch hockey last night.
He should not be coming back from Vegas well rested.
Margaritas he was talking about. Yeah. Couldn't get the TV on the hockey game. All right. We're on to you, Eric.
Yeah, yeah. So all that leaves now, Pinder, is to wrap things up for the day with... how we usually wrap things up for the day. A little what you want to talk about for Varsity Chrysler.
Talk about.
What you want to talk about with Boomer and Pinder, brought to you by Varsity Chrysler, home of Calgary's largest selection of Jeeps. Go to VarsityChrysler.com and shop where Geo shops.
Yes, sir, 943, what you want to talk about, here's what it is. If there's something, in spite of the fact, like I say, we've had a great show today, we've covered the gamut. World Series, Stampeders, Flames, NHL, MLB. We've talked about a lot today.
MLB.
If there's something we've missed, however, this is your opportunity to chime in on our text line, the fan feedback line. Go 960-960 from your phone. Send us a message. And if it's worthy, we'll bring it up to you on the program here with, we got about 15 minutes worth today. Those shoes, now again, people really remarking on your shoes. Now, you went outside, you lost your football bet, you went outside, you stood on the street corner, the corner of 7th Ave and 5th Street with a sign that says, I love Rhett, you took your shirt off, and most people seem to be on you for your pants and your shoes.
Can't win, boom.
Those shoes are perfect for you, Pinder, you effing clown.
I was going to say, they kind of look clown-like.
It's rough.
I'm a big boy.
Guys, please don't cut into Rome's show again like you did the other day. I really hated that. Actually, you guys should probably be fired for that. Don't do it again. I don't know what he's talking about.
What happened? When?
Because we play Rome at 10 o'clock.
Well, Rome goes, what, 10 till noon-ish?
Yeah, we sign off at 10.
And Hockey Central noon starts at...
noon.
Yeah.
The show goes 6 to 10. I don't know. Love you guys. Love the guests. Hate the show. Thanks. Perfect. That's what I'm going for. As long as you love us and the guests... I don't really know what to say about the show.
Where are the gaps in that? What could we tighten up there? I don't know.
Let's, okay. Where is it here? Keep Antti Raanta or pick up Ray Emery for fantasy hockey?
I would get Ray Emery. He might be winning the bulk of the starts there. And yes, the Chicago is going to win more, but you're going to see Corey Crawford probably, what, 55 to 65 times this year?
Yeah, I mean, he's injured. The only reason you would keep Raanta, I would think, is if it's a major concern, and I don't think it is. Whereas Ray Emery could wrestle that number one job away. I know Berube has tabbed him as the starter for the next game.
Yeah.
Is that tonight? Flyers tomorrow.
12 games tonight, apparently.
Well, Flyers don't play till... There they are. I got to check here. Do they play tonight?
No.
They do.
Oh, they do. They play LA.
They're home to LA.
Having a good time with the Sked today.
How you doing?
Yep, great.
What should I do with my signed Berchi jersey? You treasure it. And you keep it, and
you
wear it with pride.
Quick,
be nice. How many Chryslers do you think Gio has? I bet he's probably got 9 to 10 varsity Chryslers.
Would you count a Jeep from there as a Chrysler? I mean,
yes, they sell Jeeps,
right?
If you're looking for Jeeps, that's where you go. Here's the thing. He may have 8 to 9 Chryslers, but I bet you he's got probably 30 Jeeps, different colors, two door, four door. Lift kit.
He does them up like the jerseys. So when they're wearing the third jerseys, he takes the third jersey colored Jeep to the dome.
Yeah. Really seems like Pinder had forgotten his enthusiasm for fun when he was outside with no shirt at -6. Very unfortunate. That's a shot at me, and I see right through it. Who's the complete moron that said Draisaitl is better than Monahan? I'm an Oilers fan, and I'm telling you that's a dumb statement. Try actually watching.
Well, that was his response to me, and I just thought, okay, well, I can't win this. I've already engaged more than I should have.
Hey, boys, do you know what the Flames are planning to do with Setoguchi? I don't. I'd love to tell you. They signed him. He's played 4 games. He's been healthy the other half of the sked.
And he hasn't played well when he's played.
So I don't know. Yes? Were you going to complete that, or were you just...
We're getting some questions about the Oilers.
Okay.
They've won 4 in a row. Kind of got caught between thoughts there. We both were on the record before the season started on our prediction show that the Oilers would finish above the Flames. Do you have any urge to revise that, or are you still comfortable with that estimation, projection?
Sorry, I wasn't listening. What did you say?
Are the Oilers going to finish above the Flames in the stands? We all said they would in the preseason.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Very good. Because people say, talk about the Oilers. So there you go.
The way Weidman is playing, do you look at trading him to Boston? Well, he's been a Bruin in the past. I don't know what their appetite for him was. Hey.
I think if you get something tangible back, why wouldn't you?
Here's the thing. He's playing well. He makes $5 million. Boston doesn't have room for $5 million. No. They don't have room for almost $500,000, let alone $5 million. But the way he's going, I think there's a lot of teams that would look and say, well, if they're looking to maybe retain some salary, or if the price tag is not that difficult, we could use a guy like that because he is playing well.
Well, Voinov is now out with LA indefinitely. You've got Char out in Boston. I wonder what the appetite for Dennis Weidman would be at a deadline versus in the summer, because in the, it was reported to us by Elliot Freeman, it was pretty much zero in the offseason.
You're a good sport, Pinder. Isn't that nice?
That is very nice, yeah.
Hey, Boom. Which goalie will get the first back-to-back start this season, Hiller or Rammel? That's from J-Mac from Irokana. I think it'll be Hiller.
I think it's Hiller on Friday gets the first of the back-to-backs.
Tonight, fantasy hockey. Bishop or Quick?
Bishop Nelson.
Well, Bishop Nelson, lightning home to Arizona. And what's Quickie doing? He's in Philadelphia.
I'd be happy with either, to be honest.
Is this Tampa's first game back at home?
They put me on the spot. I think it was.
Wonder if it might be.
The last action would have been in Vancouver on Saturday.
First game of a roadie for L.A. They just came off a perfect 6-for-6 Philly. Yeah. It's a tough one. I'll give you that. That is a tough
one. I'd take Quick. I think he's the better goalie straight up, and it's a better matchup because Philly's been leaky on defense. You probably get a win if you don't get, you know, the SO.
Hey, Boomer, my girlfriend thinks you're pretty cute for a fat guy.
Oh, that's nice.
See, now that's nice. Wait a minute. Pretty fit. No, see, the end. I didn't see the end. Now I don't know if it's that so nice.
I didn't see that one. That's probably for the best.
Your show has one more year left, heard from a reliable source, ooh, and then a sad face.
Oh, we're gone.
One more, so...
Is they turning us into music?
Like 1 year to today, or...
That'd be really
awesome. No, I'm sure it's just the show.
Right,
I'm
in
sure.
the middle of the flame season?
No!
If you could work your source and find out when it is, then I can make sure I jam all my holidays in before a certain time.
Oh, I hate to have vacation left over for
you. I mean, if you had like 2.5 weeks left and then they can you, it's like,
yeah.
I'd rather have the time off.
Yeah, and I'd like to know when to start sabotaging if they're going to let us go on the 10th. You'd want to probably be a jackass for a couple weeks before that.
My boss and I listen to you every morning and turn off the fan when Rome comes on. Love it when you cut into his time. Again, I don't know what these texts are pertaining to.
I feel like maybe there was a guest host last week and somebody maybe thought that because it wasn't Rome, it was us. I don't know.
I don't know. With the Blue Jays not playing anymore and the baseball season winding down, whom is Calgary supposed to be giving it up for? There are no new ads to tell me. Well, I can help you there because, again, we are working. We are Rogers Station. And the Rogers do own the Blue Jays. So I can tell you, Calgary, you've got to give it up for the Blue Jays. So that's who you have to give it up for.
You can also start giving it up for the Calgary Roughnecks in early January. So I'll expect some very high-end promotional material to surface on this station before then.
Boomer, where can I go for a short drive savings? Listen. I don't write them. I don't sell them. I just voice them. And right now, the only place I'm concerned about is Varsity Chrysler. All right? Rapid fire question. Which NHL team most likely gets relocated in Quebec City once the new arena is up and running?
Florida's a disaster. Phoenix Florida. Is ugly. I think it's one of the two.
Florida. Yeah.
Florida.
Keep it in the east.
Seattle. Phoenix. Yeah.
What's the deal with sneezing? What a stupid bodily function. Spit and boogers flying everywhere. I don't mind a good sneeze.
Not one that lingers, because that's typically not a good one.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't need 2, 3, 4. I don't need that. But sometimes you get a good one, just a kapow. It's like, oh, feel good.
And I tell you what, anything that came flying out of you in a sneeze, didn't need that anyway. That's probably just press and eject from the body. Don't need this, get it out of me.
Is it true the Flames are the lowest cap team?
Yes.
I believe that is accurate.
They have the lowest dollars allotted to this year's salary cap.
Boomer, will you start Sanders this week? Manny Sanders was on my bench last week when he went off for 3 touchdowns. He is in as of right now.
And you got some buys for some other guys.
I got some trouble here.
Hands
I got
are forced.
So I got Dez Bryant, I got Manny Sanders, but I'm looking at Julian Edelman because I've got Golden Tate, Sammy Watkins, and Alshon Jeffrey all on buys this week.
It's a lot of guys on buy.
So I either go with Edelman or I go today to the waiver wire. And it's slim pickings.
It's, it's no guarantees in there, I'll say that.
Boomer, will you take a short drive for Bigs? Boom, Boom, you seem to be in a good mood today. Why? Is the healthy eating getting to you? I don't know. I'm just happy today. I'm not upset. See, you can't win, Pinder. You just can't win.
I don't want to go complimenting you, but I do believe that your energy and your spirit have been much better than the old boomers.
Shut up, Pinder. Hey, Pinder.
Yes.
Tampa played in Van at least two Saturdays ago. Do you not have internet access on your pager?
I was right. They were in Vancouver on a Saturday. How about it? Mm. Yeah, I know. It was a week off. So they were out west recently. Now they're back home. Blah, blah, blah.
Is that Bob McKenzie breaking out the news of your show being on its last leg? Well, if it is, then, I mean, take it to the bank because he's one of the best insiders going. I'll have to check. I'll give him a text. I'll text him. Mm. I don't think you need to put any extra effort into being jackasses. Lol. I do enjoy it, though.
Lol.
Especially when the Oilers are playing well, so I don't have to listen to you going on about them. Yeah, if they win, we don't really care. But when they lose, we love to tee off.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That is Calgary, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Move to another city?
I have Hiller and Price on my fantasy team. Should I start both and guarantee a win, or should I pick one and try Mike Smith against Tampa Bay and go for two wins? Or you get zero wins.
There you are. I'd guarantee myself a win, and I also wouldn't be surprised if this was a low-scoring affair tonight.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it will be, but it just wouldn't shock me if it happened that way. Hiller's playing well. Canadians are going to get a better effort on the road than they did last night, probably.
Price
is good at stopping pucks.
I brought my enthusiasm for fun. What do I do with it? Again, I don't write them. Just voice them. And again, actually, I have to go upstairs after this and voice some more commercials. Boomer, are you on the Atkins diet? No, I'm not. I'm not even on. It's not a diet. It's just smart. Just trying to be smarter than I've been in the past, which pretty much anything is smarter. Just watching. Not trying to eat bread.
You held off very nicely on the Reuben rolls, which is almost impossible.
Until I caved, but
yeah, he basically said you're offending me if you don't. And you're like, well, I don't want to offend anyone that brought free food.
Ran out of pickles yesterday. What kind should I buy, Boom? Well, here's the thing. I'm so torn on this. I used to think that Polsky O'Gorky was as good as it gets for a pickle.
Mm. Prairie dweller.
But I'm just not sure. I mean, it needs to have, if you get the ones with no garlic, oh, your breath stinks, then, I mean, just don't bother. Just walk in and smash a jar of pickles on the ground, if that's what you're going to do it. I don't mind those, Claussen pickles that they keep in the refrigerated part of the cooler? Those aren't bad.
I like those a lot.
And, true to form, of course, there's a, I forget what the name of them is.
The Vlasics?
Smith's on Costco.
Ooh.
Yeah. Smithwick's, maybe is what it's called?
Yeah.
That's what it's going to be. Is PK going to fight Gio tonight? No.
Here's a little trivia. Three fights for the Flames this year. Can you name the guys in them?
Pardon me?
Three fights this year for the Flames.
Yeah.
Can you name the guys that fought?
No.
All three defensemen. Gio, Schmid, England.
Nice. Hey, Boomer, why didn't you fly this guy? -6 weather's dumb. Some jerks out there. You guys are awesome. Your only fan from Ottawa. Hello, Ottawa. Still thinking about you out there.
Yep.
Hey, Boomer, how well do you think Bork will play tonight? I think he'll play great for the Flames. I think he might be one of the Flames' best forwards tonight.
I'm thinking about 12 minutes of -2 and a bad penalty.
How close are we to seeing Brett Favre as the starting quarterback for the Riders? At this point, who knows? It'll be Kerry Joseph the rest of the way until Durant comes. And, you know, Durant will be back. And I think he'll make a big difference. I'm a new listener, and I want to know what's the story on the What's That Boom sound clip. Don't know why, but I find it hilarious.
What's That Boom?
That's, of course, coach and GM of the Calgary Stampeders, John Huffnagle. And oftentimes...
He got pindered.
Well, I don't know if he does it on a speakerphone or what the story is, but sometimes the phone connection isn't clear, and we just kind of have to double up on the question.
What's That Boom?
Why now?
Say that again.
Why does it make me laugh that he calls me Boom? Like why do I?
All the coaches in
Hi,
town.
Boomer, how you doing?
Like why do I? I gotta. Yeah.
Hartley calls you Boom too.
Hey Boomer, how you doing?
That's my favorite.
I love Boom.
I love Boom.
Booms is a very underrated player on this team.
It's true.
Because I know that every game I can count on him.
Yes, thanks. Thanks, Hearts.
I love Booms.
Where can I get my...
He had one of those tight t-shirts, and I said, whoa.
Booms.
Said, where have you been?
Thanks, Boom. I have that stupid Monkey Bars song stuck in my head, and I haven't even heard it before today.
What's that, Boom?
Apparently, Monkey Bars, Coach. We are playing Coney Hatch as the artist of the day today.
We're not going here, Boomer.
Coney Hatch.
Yo.
Coney Hatch.
Coney Hatch, and of course, their big hit, Monkey Bars. which is why we went with...
I'm not going there, Boom.
That's why we went with Coney Hatch today, because it is a terrific song.
What other songs did we
have? What player?
Halak or Bishop tonight in fantasy hockey? Well, Halak is playing for the New York Islanders. They're home to Winnipeg, and Bishop is home to
Arizona.
I'll take
Bishop.
Well, I mean, double check to make sure they're both starting, I guess.
Yeah.
But in that case, yeah, I would take Bishop. Hey, Bishop, Bishop Nelson. Not a bad day.
Not a bad day. Did Bolig not fight Orpik? No, Bolig tried to fight. He only got a roughing minor in that, which might have been a huge break for the Flames on Saturday. He only got a roughing minor for that. And it wasn't Orpik. It was somebody else, was it not? Orpik had the hit. Maybe it was Orpik.
No, they didn't fight.
I know, but I just mean the scrum that looked like the fight.
Yeah,
before the big scrum.
Because Orpik laid out...
Juris.
Well, no, I think he wanted to go with him, and then he wanted to go with that other, that O'Neill kid or whatever
his name was. O'Neill that went to the box with him in the Coincidental Miners. And O'Neill put up some pims last couple of years in the junior.
Apparently Smithwick's is a beer, so that's true. Clearly not the pickle. Although it tells you why I make a connection with pickles more than beer. Hey, guys, for some reason, I've really been enjoying the last segment of your show lately. Keep up the great work. I appreciate your show, and thanks for your show.
Downtown International Pickle Fest 97 is taking it to the streets September 5th and 6th.
Jesus.
Talking all those pickles, I'm surprised it took us so long to get to Pickle Fest. Thanks for your time this morning.
Hey, Boomer, did they really store those pickles in the refrigerated part of the cooler?
The party kicks off Friday evening, and the 900 block of roster will rock to the sounds of Big Dick Cadillac.
Big Dick Cadillac.
John Bickle and Dolly Relish are looking forward to seeing everyone.
The more you play it, the better it gets.
Available at many downtown retailers and information kiosks during Pickle Fest 97.
Kiosks during Pickle Fest 97.
It was 97. I voiced something in 97.
Spread.
And yes, it's in the refrigerated part of the cooler. Yes, it would be redundant, I suppose.
They also look after former Lloyd's Auto Trim customers with the same great service.
Like saying it was in the cold part of the freezer. Like, all right, I get it.
There was so much try in that Boomer and Brandon.
What happened?
You just cared so much.
I did care.
And then you realized that not caring was kind of what was working best for you, I think.
Yeah, I just kind of threw in the towel.
And said, I'm not caring anymore.
And look at us.
I know.
Crushing. This afternoon, it'll be a game day from... Now, I know that the Habs weren't going to be skating a ton this morning, but there will be a few. You'll hear from some of the Habs. You'll hear from the Flames. They'll be doing their morning skate. We'll find out what the lineup is probably going to look like. David Jones back in. Jonas Hiller likely to start. As Steinberg and Kerr are going to take very good care of you, starting with Hockey Central at noon. Thanks for coming in, buddies. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Jim Rome Show coming up next.
What you want to talk about with Boomer and Pinder, brought to you by Varsity Chrysler, home of Calgary's largest selection of Jeeps. Go to varsitychrysler.com and shop where Geo shops.
Get the fuck out of here.